Someone may say, show me the soul. But what can you see with your eyes? You can see only the grossest forms of matter. Earth, water, fire. You can't even hardly see air or ether. Can you see the air? Can you see space? Can you feel it or touch it or taste it or hear it in its pure state? Yet we know it is there. What to speak of thoughts? We have so many thoughts in our minds. Sometimes we can't even sleep at night because there's so many thoughts in our minds. We want to get rid of these thoughts. Sometimes they're such gross, terrible thoughts. We just get out of here. But you can't see them. You can't hear them. You can't touch them or taste them. Even with the best magnifying glass or microscope, you cannot see a thought. However, there are instruments that they can put on your brain and make waves to show what kind of energy those thoughts are creating. But you cannot see the thought. So similarly, how can we expect to see that which is of another nature, of a subtler existence than even a thought, the source of our very life, the soul? But we can understand by the symptoms. Where there is light, we know the sun. Where there is life, we know there is the presence of the soul.